It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, hearings began yesterday on the Common Core state standards. Those are the nationwide recommendations for more reading and math in school. And I understand lawmakers got pretty heated over the issue. Why?
Well, this is a very strange issue in a way. The Common Core standards are something, they're a set of learning goals. They came out of the National Governors Association. It's primarily a Republican governor's initiative, but sort of the Tea Party, and there's sort of a fringe element, I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30, that are really opposed to these standards. They see them as some kind of United Nations plots. They talk about plots to scan children's brains, and they're dead set against these standards. Now, more conventional conservatives, including Governor Snyder, former Governor Engler, say Michigan really needs this to be competitive, but the legislature so far has prohibited the state from spending any money to implement these standards. The State Board of Education has adopted them, but they're not able to implement them. And this hearing yesterday became very acrimonious between mainly two Republicans, the committee chair, Tim Kelly of Saginaw Township, and Tom McMillan, who's the leading opponent of Common Core. And so there's a lot of worry on the part of business executives, business leaders, that if these aren't adopted, it's really going to cripple Michigan's ability to compete in the future.
Mm-hmm. And in other education news, the University of Michigan is voting tomorrow on whether to offer in-state tuition to undocumented students who grew up in Michigan. Is this a new idea for universities in the state?
Well, in the state, perhaps, but there are about 15 universities that do it elsewhere. The thinking is that these undocumented aliens, to some extent, were a lot of them were folks, maybe children of migrant workers, children of refugees who came here with their parents at a very young age and have grown up essentially in Michigan. Of course, if they're born in Michigan, they're automatically a United States citizen. But these are children who, in many cases, have worked hard in school and want to get ahead and succeed and can't possibly afford the astronomical expense of out-of-state tuition. So it'll be interesting to see what the university does. My guess is they may well take this step of saying these folks have the right to in-state tuition.
Mm-hmm. And finally, let's talk about the Farm Bill. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is urging lawmakers to get a House version of the bill passed. The current Farm Bill expires in September. And the biggest debate on the Farm Bill right now is over the food stamp program. But based on some of the ideas that have been proposed, what do you think are the biggest effects the Farm Bill can have in Michigan, Jack?
The bizarre thing about this, the House has passed a bill, but they passed a bill, again, this is a very ideological thing, they stripped out food stamps. They stripped out that provision of the bill, and of course, Senator Stabenow and the Democrats who run the U.S. Senate say, no way, and they would add that back in, I'm sure, if they could. What normally happens is there's a Senate version and a House version, and it goes to a conference committee, but for whatever reason, the House hasn't sent theirs over. The clock is ticking. They have only so many days to get this done, and of course, there are a lot of agricultural programs. There are a lot of farmers making decisions based on what's in the Farm Bill, and so if a Farm Bill isn't passed at all, this isn't going to be good for anybody. Now, one thing you can bet on is that money for food stamps are going to be cut. Those programs are going to be cut somewhat, but the House wants to strip them out altogether.
Well, Jack, as always, thanks so much for filling us in on the details.
I appreciate it.